This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to the Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of alterations? Surprisingly, they may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing our neighbor, Elizabeth Daniels. Hey. Elizabeth Daniels, how are you doing today?
I am doing well, and I always get a kick out of hearing your name. Oh, my gosh. Liz Lemon.
Absolutely. We are all excited to learn about your business. Please tell us your company and what you do.
Okay. The company is Alterations by Elizabeth. Bring out the best in you. And what I do is custom fit clothing to my clients. And I do other sewing needs as well. But my main business is doing custom fittings to clothing so that people can feel better in what they're wearing.
How did you get into the business and how long have you been there?
How did I get into it? I think I was already into it. Getting into this business, it was, I've always loved sewing on the sewing machine. From school, when they had the system offered home economics, I loved the sewing. Now, don't get me wrong, I can cook, but the sewing I really had a passion for. So from home ec, I just kept sewing. I sewed for myself at home. I lived with my grandparents, and my grandparents had the old treadle machine and the house, and I worked on that. I created in a day. It wouldn't be anything for me to make something and wear it that day. So the sewing, I got into it. I started off working as in upholstery, learning how to press. You know, there were old Irish ladies in there that had the skill of making draperies and cushions and all of those, everything, all those skills I gained and bring into the sewing. You have to know how to press or use an iron, and you need to know your fabrics. So working in upholstery, gaining more skills in running industrial machines, I took off. Then I said, well, why don't I go into the cleaning, the cleaners, you know? I went into the cleaners, learned more about fabrics, did alterations, not necessarily under Alterations by Elizabeth, but I was just gaining skills. I just kind of walked into it, and I loved it.
What are the myths and misconceptions in your industry?
What are some misconceptions? Some people think they can I'm not going to say I can't. Alterationists cannot take walk-ins. They can take walk-ins. But there's times where it's like the doctor's office. You can walk in and sometimes you can be seen right away. But it depends on what your symptoms, what are you showing, in alterations, in any kind of alterations business, sewing, some things can be, you can walk right in and say, I can handle that. Or you can walk in and then you have to make an appointment for your case, for your situation. So, you know, you can't always be a walk-in, you know, for an alteration. You may have to wait for, depending on what your case is.
Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
Oh, girl, I love to eat. I love to sleep in, you know, on my day off. I don't really have that many day offs, but I do plan to, I go to New York. I love New York. The fabric stores, the trim, the fashion ave, the people, the hustle and bustle. You think that I see a lot of, you think I would get tired of seeing people, but it, when I go to New York, I just love the movies, the show, the Broadway shows, the museums, concerts. I do a lot, even though it's work, I connect with other creatives, you know, as well. They may be painters, they may be designers, fashion designers, just people who love to sew and just, you know, hang out or
Let's
not.
Let's change gears. Can you describe one hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say that you are better because and stronger? What comes to mind?
A hardship. I don't know, you know, like we all, there's always going to be a hardship. You know, you're always going to, there's always going to be something, a challenge. But I guess for me, not running away from the challenge, you know, it may be a difficult, I may not have ends, make ends, be able to see that I can make ends meet, but whatever is presents, however it presents, I have learned to accept it, realize what it is, and be real with myself in that if it's going to take time, it's going to take time. If I can't do it and why I can't do it, I'm, you know, I guess I'm very vocal and truthful about my limitations. And, but I take everything on, you know, and I guess because I've learned to not be afraid of complications that come in my life, that has helped me to be open, more open in life overall. And when it comes to business, business is, you never, you have a slow season and you don't want to think about how you can't make ends meet, because if you keep working and doing the business, it will take care of itself. There will be resources. I am humble. I am not too proud to ask for help. Networking with Assets for the Artists, grants, you know, I've met people and they've said, if you think you don't qualify, then you should fill out the application. Because you never know what door is going to open in whatever agency you're applying for, or whatever door is going to open within yourself. So I guess, you know, facing, you know, these, what you may say are hardships, are like steps, building blocks.
What about one thing you wish our listeners knew about alterations with Elizabeth?
Well, I am a creative, so I look at things in with an eye of like an artist would, because yes, I can do a I can sew on a button, you know, I can put in a zipper, I can, you know, make a pillowcase, but when it comes to Alterations by Elizabeth, people, clients, future customers, or anyone that is looking to learn about what happens in the shop can look forward to having an experience that is creative, you know, and that helps me to get the final result, because everyone is an individual, you know, and alterations by how Alterations by Elizabeth bring out the best in you is that in that everyone is an individual, and they want that to show in their, if it's a garment, if it's a treatment they want to hang in their home, fixing a doggy bed, you know, everything that I would hope someone could gain or want to know about Alterations by Elizabeth is really creative. It's creative. Yeah. It's not just basic skill, but it's creativity.
How can our listeners learn more about Alterations by Elizabeth Bring Out the Best in You?
There is a Facebook page for Alterations by Elizabeth. There is, I'm also Elizabeth Daniels on Facebook. There is a Google business listing for Alterations by Elizabeth. I am in Palmer on 1085 Park Street in the old schoolhouse building that's been repurposed into a business center. So it's not just me or Alterations that's in the building, but there's a thrift store. There's a crystal boutique. There's a Reiki master for massage. There's a frame shop for pictures. There's a craft store that houses all types of creatives. So that whole building is filled with people. We all complement each other. If you come to me for alterations and you need earrings, or you need pictures, or you want a massage, or you're looking for some heirloom, everything is in that building. 1085 Park Street, Palmer, Massachusetts.
Well, Elizabeth, I really appreciate you being on the show, and we wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Miss Liz Lemon.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.